The ability to discern someone's intentions is incredibly important because not everyone is who they appear to be. Not everyone's going to do what they promised to do. That's just the world we live in. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I have to tell you, when I first met the teenager who is now my daughter's husband and the father of their two children, I had my antennae up. They were both young. We had no idea that one day they'd marry and become parents themselves. But make no mistake, I had a sharp eye on him to check out his character, to see whether he'd treat my daughter well. That's just what we fathers do. He's turned out, by the way, to be the best husband and father we could ever have hoped for. So let's take a step back. What are God's intentions towards his people, towards us? In an interesting and to many a familiar passage, he commands Moses to bless his people. Well, like this. Numbers chapter 6, beginning at verse 22. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron his sons, saying, thus you shall bless the people of Israel. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them." Make no mistake, God's heart, God's passion is to bless you beyond words as you come to know him more and more. God's intentions towards you are good, very good. How do we know that? Because that's his word, fresh for you today. Hey, I am so passionate about seeing your life enriched as you receive God's word into your heart. So to receive your daily Fresh message, stop by at freshdevotional.org to subscribe. It's quick, it's easy, and while you're there, if you need prayer for anything, you can share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Because the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. That's all at freshdevotional.org. May you be blessed as you receive his word.